another initiative that made national headlines, Spelman's decision to drop athletics and use that money toward a campus-wide wellness initiative. Did you expect all of the exposure and publicity about that? Because it was all, we did a story on it, national news did a story on it, but it just sort of blew up to this national story.
I did not anticipate the national coverage that we received, but it was quite gratifying. Actually, you know, when we made the decision to withdraw from NCAA Division III intercollegiate athletics, I was not aware that we were the first institution to do so in many years. And I think that's what caught people's attention initially. But then I think the idea that we were not only just withdrawing from intercollegiate athletics, but we were going to use those resources for a campus-wide wellness initiative that would benefit all of our students, and that it was a very intentional effort to improve the health outcomes of African-American women and to tap into their leadership potential so that they might spread what they're learning to others to launch what we referenced as a wellness revolution, I think was an idea that captured the imagination of quite a few people. And I was delighted to see that story spread, because I'm hoping other schools will do something similar.
Wellness is part of your own personal sort of core beliefs. You're a vegetarian.
I am, 36 years.
You have a favorite dish or recipe you want to share real quickly?
Well, anybody who knows me knows that if I'm coming to dinner and you serve tofu, I'll be happy.
It's the obvious question. You've announced your retirement. Why now?
Rose, I have to tell you, I have loved being the president of Spelman College, and I look forward to this coming year, which will be my last at Spelman, stepping down June 30th, 2015. And it was not an easy decision to make, but it seems to me that being a president is like running a relay race. You get the baton from the person who was before you. You take that baton, you run as fast as you can, as far as you can, and then you need to pass it. And I wanted to pass that baton while I was still running strong.
So, here's the question. What will you do July 1st, 2015?
July 1st, 2015, I will probably sleep late. But besides that, you know, I think maybe not July 1st, but as I transition, one of my goals is to spend some time reading. Because there's a lot that's been published in my field of expertise that I haven't had a chance to keep up with because, you know, being president keeps you so busy. But I want to do some reading, and then my intention is to do some writing. I have a book I want to work on. The other factor is that I'm about to turn 60. And while 60 is still young and there's lots to be done, I was 47 when I arrived at Spelman. And so 13 years is a long time in the life of a college president. It's a good time for me to think about what I'd like to do in the next decade. But it's also a good time for Spelman to have the momentum of a successful campaign and all the things that we've been able to accomplish and to pass that baton at a time when the institution is really quite strong.
Dr. Beverly Tatum, president of Spelman College, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time. Congratulations on the retirement.
Well, Rose, I thank you for creating this opportunity for us to talk, and I look forward to more conversation between now and June 2015.